Blog Talk Radio.
Working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
Enough said on that. Mr. Tibbs will take it from there. So
101-819. Still taking from now, so let's bring him in, and we'll get this broadcast going. Remember one thing, the Passover is only days away, see, right here. The Passover only days away, but the world Easter is right around the clock. Matter of fact, the Easter is so close, and we want to talk about a whole lot of things. We don't know what we're going to talk about, but we're going to talk about something. Let's find the tips of the men and bring him in and see who brings his broadcast, and we'll take it from that. When you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be with you there, C. Royer.
And Yahweh bless you, Brother C. as well, C. Royer. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Brother Yahweh. I mean, Brother Mr. Tibbs. Mr. Tibbs, I'm jumping too fast. See, I'm always excited when I come before this national audience because these memos, when you turn on, you hear all kind of trap memos, you know. Trap memo to tell you, you know, if you ain't talking right, I ain't gonna let you on. And you hear all kind of trap memos when you, that's why I say a lot of things we just can't entertain now. So we never know what we're gonna run into once we turn this network on to get to this broadcast. So we have to be prepared. We don't have to have a lot of innuendos and those that got air in their jaws huffing and puffing. Mr. Tibbs, what you got to tell this national audience, Mr. Tibbs, 195 international countries, 101-819 is flashing. Take your time and bring your A-game while I sort out some of these memos I'm looking at as we speak. You're on the clock. Come on.
Well, once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of 101,819 people. And we know we have a lot of people that came to hear the things that most of us here can hear. And some listening never understand. And to see those things that most of us can see and some can never find. Touching those things that most of us can touch and others can never feel. It's the wicked that can do none of these things. And you ask yourself why. Because it's the words of Yahweh which makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And the righteous explained in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Verse 12 says, For the eyes of the righteous, of the Yahweh, are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Yahweh is against them that do evil. 13. And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Well, as I've said, we have a lot of us that came for the good of Yahweh's word, which is noticeable. They receive it. And those with Yahweh's wisdom add unto it. And others cast the word behind their back. And that's not so good for others. Such as just to see who's all attending, what we're talking about, and who they like and don't like. And I know many have seen just as much as I. These are the people are the ones that have to realize we're here for one reason, and that's for the word of Yahweh. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry, coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible about Yahweh's word, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knocked, and you came to seek, and you found that which you have sought in Yahweh's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class usually on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath, for the attending members that know, is Friday. That starts at 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices you have. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click on it, just under the big lion, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, it may appear to be a little different. This time under the line, you might see menu. Clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as you did for previous use. Doing so, remember what it says to all of us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahuwah glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahuwah glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts." I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, and to land to grow the health foods that we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar to stay in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year. For the live program, this is another feature only available during live broadcast time. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We currently have two email addresses. The first, which is tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions answered of a biblical subject, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL at gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers also to reach Yahuwah's ministry. Considerably think to use them wisely before broadcast time or afterwards, as not to disturb Yahuwah's words. We have a few Bible verses that explain why. The first is Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8. It says, "Answer not before thou have heard the calls, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." The other is James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his or her tongue, but deceiveth his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But, as I've seen many times before, there are still those that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during a program announcement or cause disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. I suppose they probably just ignored or may not be familiar with Yahuwah the Son has told us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, "Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah." Also, again, we find it extremely necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer directly for questions via voicemail, email, or text. He is usually pretty busy answering many memos, as most of us have seen, even having thoughts of running just a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and mostly, what's mostly important, is preparing Yahuwah's lessons before our program starts. Remember, the sea is only one man, limited by Yahuwah's creation to do only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration, and Yahuwah be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224 800-600-5579. This is our international number, as I previously mentioned before. You can call and leave a message on scriptures you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of our six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But, again, not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as we find and is quoted in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of the program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., of course, except for Fridays. This program will be repeated at 9:45 due to start time. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Right in the search line, type three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking it, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, we're in the progress of making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, I know we're all ready for this. This is another day for the exciting word of Yahuwah. So we find that nothing has changed except the number of people, which is in an increasing number, which is a good thing. Those that come to commend Yahuwah's word, add unto it, and only following by those casting the word behind their back, only wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible that they like. Can you imagine that? Taking the verses meaning totally another way. Along with noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener, flipping pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but are lost when they're called to speak the words of Yahuwah. And I think they clearly forget we're only one man or one woman. And seriously thinking about this, time is not in our favor. But remember, the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman was Yahuwah created to do in this life, and that if that's all possible. Because anyone ever tells you they've done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. Now that's impossible. Well, I think you have to remember, don't forget what Yahuwah the Son told us about the impossible in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible." As I've said many times before, remember, no man or woman can measure their last days here on earth. So we look at the book of Matthew again, chapter 24, verse 36. 36 says, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only, and our knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." So we have to seriously think about what's given us in the Bible, because the Bible also tells us a man and woman are measured by their works, the things we think, do, and say. In the book of James, chapter 2, verse 18 says, "Yea, a man or woman may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without my thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." We look in the book of James again. Look at chapter 1, verse 25. Should be taking notes. 25 says, "But whosoever looketh in the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he or she being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man or woman shall be blessed in his or her deeds." Well, that's why I always say, when you're listening to a teacher giving you any sorts of instruction, remember, a teacher always has to show worthiness, because a teacher that opens the door for his students, he also has to walk through it, because there's those out there that ask questions for learning and those that ask questions just to see if you know or to trip you up. That's why I say a teacher can't learn from students, but already having knowledge, the teacher gains experience by teaching. And why? Because he already knows. Now, a student can learn from a good teacher, possibly learning to share the knowledge he's learned with others, what he or she has learned. I have to even admit this applies to myself when receiving knowledge. So remember that. And remember those that are before you. So at this particular time, we shall pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. I'm going to tell you, that's excellent on your part. While we get so many memos in, sometimes you don't put no Luke 12:12 in, you go on what? It's like somebody wrote up the show that you folks will teach on behind what you be in. And I don't know. Okay, I want to, and I didn't know that. They said, telephone company called T-Max. I didn't know they were charging a dollar a minute to listen to the broadcast if you got the T-Max phone. And some even said Metro do the same thing. I don't know. A dollar a minute to listen to the voices of a true Israelite. T-Max phone. So that's not right. So those that got T-Max phones, it's not wise to have that company if they're going to listen to the bosses of the true Israelites, because you're going to be charged a dollar a minute to listen to this broadcast. According to what I'm hearing, I got a lot of calls on that. T-Max saying a dollar a minute to listen to this broadcast. So that lets me know that ain't right at all. That ain't right at all. So I don't think you can do about that. Get rid of that broadcast in a hurry. Shoot. T-Max. And I think Metro got something pertaining to that. I remember back in the day, Metro had something pertaining to that after so long, then they'll charge you and all that. So we know we're not getting paid for anything based upon tell you what company they did, but I wouldn't, you know, if them two companies got that in their policies, I'll tell them, you know, I don't want your company. But this information right here is too powerful to, from the six anointed camps to blow it and see. And one thing about it, they're working overtime on whatever they're doing anyway. So T-Max and the other company called Metro, they got schemes, plans on you listening to this broadcast. So be careful. Check into them, see exactly if you've been charged additional money. But that a dollar a minute by T-Max, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Huh? That's like, but we'll leave that alone. All right, good enough. Just another episode, part number 26. And got so many calls. The great section is the help. Well, we'll talk about the help, as much as we can, because it's very important. You got to have your help. You got to have your help together, and you got to make sure. See, if you don't backdoor nothing and you seek the six anointed camps, they will help you out in showing you exactly, how to, because, we can be basically putting a gun to our better half head by stomach. You can be putting a gun to them because your stomach is the central, if the navel is your stomach, and if you don't get your stomach right and be able to clear out all that mucus and toxins out your stomach, then you're not going to be able to perform in nothing, and you're going to be arteriorating right before your eyes. Sometimes you watch your mate, and you're seeing your mate arteriorating right before your eyes, and you wonder, what happened? No, what happened is you got to make sure you understand something. You can't eat the way they eat. You got to make sure your mate's stomach is in order where the point that whatever you fed him yesterday, he ain't packed that in on today. So his meal do not start until he don't drunk enough teas or whatever to eliminate yesterday's meal. Because you're making your colon, your liver, your heart work overtime. Let me take time out because we're getting a lot of calls on this health thing. So let me take time to let you know something that's written in the Bible. In the book of Leviticus 17, it tells you, I think it's verse 11 and 14, the life of the flesh is in the blood. So the life of your flesh is in the blood. So if you continue to put in starch products in your blood system, and you continue to do this sugar and all these dairy products, these starch eating, I don't care how good that meal look. If it's starch in it, it's not good for you. Eggs, potatoes, and stuff like that, that will pack you in, and that will cause you to be, my better habit, he got a little, he only good for maybe once a month, if it's in it. But like I said, listen, maybe the reason why he only good for once a month, and that's quick, because of what you feeding him in his belly. If his belly is not open, if you ain't got his organs open, where his blood circulates from down below, up, back and forward, freely without no clogs in it. And how you know that? Because the move that he will have and you will have. Oh, well, it don't make no difference one way or the other. Just drag yourself to the bed, to the couch, drag yourself to work, drag yourself. It's because you're clogged up. You got to break up what's in that belly. You got to clear out your belly from toxic buildup. Do you never be able to perform? You remember Elizabeth over that first chapter, both of them was old. But what did they do? They produced Yahweh the Son's John. You got to clean out your system, your heart, your liver, your colon. You got to clear it out. You got to leave all them dairy products alone to build your inside. And let me tell you something. Once you build your inside up, it's going to digress itself back to between the age up on the inside of your body from about 27 to 35 years old. If you clean out, you take somebody that's around that age and compare yourself with them through the lens, and you can't tell the difference. Why? Because you aren't cleared out what they getting ready to catch up to, all that stuff that builds up from years and years and years and years. If you don't clear that stuff out, you're not going to function. You're not going to be able to do nothing, but when you see a crowd coming, you want to hand yourself against the wall, let the crowd go by instead of getting into the crowd. Because you built up, you got to get the mucus. You got to open your system up. You got to shake your blood up like you do with juice. You can't just eat, go to work, sleep, and that's it. Or clean the house up, eat, sleep. You got to shake your blood up. So you got to get to the little trampoline, because you don't want to cause stress on your balancing up. Or the air stepper that all the six anointed camps have, where you get on it and you start do 2 minutes, rest up, do two more minutes. You got to get your blood from your feet to start jumping up, because it's right there, it's packed in your feet, causing clogs all up to your legs. You got arthritis, your knees hurting you, everything hurting you, because you're clogged up. And all the way you can get yourself unclogged, you must get that air stepper or trampoline and bounce on it. Get that blood to get start moving up. And don't have all them, don't have, and break away from all that starch eating, spaghetti, macaronis and bread, all that. Let that stuff alone until you complete your 12 weeks. I'm going to tell you something. When you complete your 12 weeks of drinking your natural juices, and remember one thing, for a great bowel movement, you got to get you a nice salad with them, with the cucumbers in it, get your, you know, and drink your juice, your herbal juice and your salads, and that'll give you a great bowel movement, great bowel movement. You be saying, man, you mean all that? Yes. And then you start feeling better. If you feel, if you see yourself dragging any kind of way, that means you're clogged up, your colon is clogged up. You got no reason to be dragging your feet. You got to break up that battleground and open your body up by detoxing green food from the ground. Only a lot of water, and you must have YHWH before you. The key is YHWH Yakwa, green stuff on the ground, a lot of water, 12 weeks program, eat your salads with, make sure some cucumbers in there. All that cucumber with the salad, it'll help you, it'll help cut that cucumber and get it in there with that salad. That's green too. Eat big belly full of it. Because you're going to run it out. And then when you get on your stepper, your air stepper, boom, 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 get your nice 2-3 minutes. Don't be in a hurry. Take your time. Build up. Your body going to digress itself back to around the time your stomach going to be inside, will be back to around about the age that we use at your best. Now, look at your blood system. It's flowing. Now, anything, something happened now, because right now you at your highest rate, and then you find out where you get your little, they call that stuff, I got it right now, over in the 30th chapter, Genesis, my, what do you call that stuff, the 30th chapter, man, just slipped my mind, I mean, just so much of my mind. I mean, not so much about my mind. It's so much to put on the table because we feel, we hearing all these calls and we trying to help you. Like Mr. Tim said, we only can do so much we can do. Six Anointed Counsel, we're here to help you. Mandrake is good. You know, it helps build your immune system up too. But then, you know, good stuff. So that mandrake, you find out where you get your mandrake at, you clear out your system. You got to clear that belly out. That belly is packed up with stuff in there. You'd be surprised. But once you detox and eat them salads with that cucumber in it, boy, and when you start going to the bathroom, you're going to eliminate some stuff that you didn't think it was. You mean all that's in me? Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. See? Boy, and your body can be saying, thank you. You must be listening to Voices Number Two as the right ain't you. Thank you. Now ask me what's on my mind now. You can tell by my eyes what's on my mind. I feel like a couple rounds I want to put on. So you see, we can help you. But you got to have your Yakwa first. You got to detox. You got to get that stuff in your belly out. Your colon is crying. Your liver is crying. Crying. Your digestive system is crying. It's stopped up. How you got to do? You got to starve it from that other stuff by just eating, by doing your juicing for 12 weeks. And eat your salads for 12 weeks. 3 exercises in the bed. And then do your air stepper or trampoline. Once your 12 weeks is up, you're going to say, My. Look at me now from the inside. You're feeling better. You're picking your legs up. You're getting around. And once you get past that 12 weeks, the next 2-3 weeks after that, you be want to seeking you learn somebody from this energy you got. You be want to learn. Hey, you want some? Can I learn you some of my energy I got? Mm-hmm. So remember, drink your teas, eat your salads to keep your a great bowel movement. Get the stuff out your body. Do not eat the next day with the yesterday meal in your belly. You're not doing your stomach no good. Keep that in your mind. So sometimes you wonder why people leave here before their time. You be putting a gun to their head when you started feeding them beans and rice and chicken and cow and macaroni and cheese and all that Chinese food and all that. You don't know. That's why you can't keep backdooring this thing. The six anointed camps have the answers to just about everything it needs for you to get in order. You call the international line, 224-600-5579. If your message legit, somebody get back with you, and they help you help yourself. Because if you feel it in a tingling in your feet, that means because you got blood clogs. Oh, rub my feet. Why? My feet is tingling. My knees got arthritis in my knees. You got all these. Because you're clogged up. Listen, call the number. Someone will get back with you if you're talking right. So like we got the call about the T-Max and all them phones and all that stuff. And, you know, we're here to serve you. Because our job is we want our blessings, we want our James 520s. Detox. But keep your YHWH up front. You got it? Enough said on that. So we don't say enough of that, and we'll talk on that every day. Because it's very important to understand something. If you don't shake this, you just can't eat, drag to the table, get your book open, drag to the couch, hit that remote control, and grab back. No. You got to bounce your blood up. Just like you do a juice. You say, give me a juice, and you take it and you shake it up. Wop, 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 wop. Because it's kind of flat, right? That same thing about your body. It's flat. Your blood don't got all the way down there, got you where you can't move. You got to shake that blood up. Shake that blood up. And boy, you'd be surprised how you feel. I'm telling you something. Huh? All right, we're going to say it enough. So we're going to find Brother Yaga here to bring him in. And we'll get something going on another take, 26. But we're here to help you. Six Anointed Camps is here to help you get yourself together. We want to see you healthy. And it talks about that in 3 John. Let me read that too. We want your health to be together. You have all the money you want, but you ain't got no help. What good is that? You ain't got no help. Huh? And how you get help? Keep your YHWH program, and then you're okay. Got it? Good. Enough said on that. We're going to find Top of the Heat, the leadoff man, and bring him in. We'll get something going on for another episode, partner. Six. So when you open up for the mile for Brother Yaku Israel, I'll be with you.
Yeah, God bless you, see Israel. Let's see you, Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Brother Yahweh, Israel. Well, we try, like you said, we try to, I remember the statement you made. You said, well, I guess I got another assignment. You think I don't hear you? I'll be hearing everything. Another assignment. And that's the way we look at it. We know we're here to serve. We're here to get you in order because it's a big job ahead of us, but we got to be online, one apart. And in fact, we're going to read that, and we'll show you that the value of all that in one minute and one understanding. We'll take a look at that in the book of Jubilees 46, 1 through 6. In fact, make it 1 through 10. But now, We want to get us some loot. Chapter 20, the first Brother Yahda Israel. Tape number 26. You on the clock,
the book of Luke, chapter 12. Verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Excellent. "In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you you ought to say." That's a great thing. In the book of Sirach, before we go there, he said, "Yeah, that sounds pretty good. That was Joe saying that Jubilees 46:1-10. But why don't you put on what I tell you to put on?" So we'll hold it off a minute, and we'll swing to Sirach 34:17-19, and back up in 3 John chapter 1. And we'll precept after 3 John chapter 1, and now we'll see what John got that by going to Sirach 34:17-19. We open up right there, Brother Yahda Israel. Come on.
The book of Sirach, chapter 34, verse number 17-19 reads. Sirach 34, verse number 17. "He's raised up the people, enlightened their eyes. He giveth health, life, and blessing." Verse number 18. "He did suffice of a thing wrongfully gotten. His offering is ridiculous, and the gift of unjust men and women are not accepted." Verse 19. "The Most High Yahweh is not pleased with the offering of the wicked, neither is he pacified for sin by the multitude of sacrifice."
Read verse 17 again, Brother Yahda Israel.
The book of Sirach 34, verse 17. "He raises up the people, enlightened their eyes. He giveth health, life, and blessings."
So Yahweh is the one, that's why we keep telling you, see, Yahweh is the one who gave you health, life, and blessings. Meaning, you got to make sure your Yahweh is before you, because he's the one going to activate three words: life, health, and blessing. You see what you got here? So you see what you need to make a note of that, sitting on the counter. So the life, health, and blessing is when Yahweh activates, but you got to got your Yahweh first. You know, so if your Yahweh first, you got in line for help. Three again, everybody. Yahweh, say what again?
Verse number 17. "He raises up the people and lightens their eyes. He giveth health, life, and blessings."
Health, life, and blessings. That's what you got to make sure you got that part out the way. You remember when he asked Solomon, what can I give you? He said, "I'll tell you what you do. Give me wisdom so I can govern your peoples." And Yahweh said, "You know, that kind of talk I like. Now, since you said that, you're going to be the smartest man that ever been born by man, that woman. I'm still put the riches on you, too, because you said all the right things." See, right now, if one came from on high and said, "What can I do for you?" the first thing you're going to talk about is get your pockets right. And see, that's the last thing you're going to talk about, getting your pockets right. You won't talk about 34:17 first. You said, "Listen, you to get me right, then give me a 34:17 one more time, Brother Yahda Israel." See, this is what you got to ask for. You got to ask for a 34:17 first. What do you say?
The book of Sirach, chapter 34:17. "He raises up the people, enlightens their eyes. He giveth health, life, and blessings."
Health, life, and blessing. Health, life, and blessing. So now you see who in the health, life, and blessing? Yahweh. That's why you can't order the water and say, "Hold back your way." If you want this to be before you, you got to remember who does what. Because wisdom of Solomon 16:12 says what? But do with Messiah. Let's precept that this. Before we go to 1 John 3, let's get to 16:12 of the wisdom of Solomon.
Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, verse number 12 reads, "For with neither herb nor mortifying plaster that restored them to health, but your word, O Yahuwah, which healeth all things."
See that, see right here. So listen to me. You got to have a man, the man of front. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you don't have a man up front, it's not good, because we can tell you all the good stuff to get yourself together, how to straighten yourself up and everything. But remember one thing, you can't shortchange your mighty one. Because you know if you do that, you know what that make you? St. John 10:1. When you try to, you know, get around what Yahuwah got on the table, you know what Yahuwah said out of his mouth. And he'd be looking to the spirit. He'd say, "Are you a 10:1? And St. John 10:1.
Look at St. John chapter 10, verse number 1 reads, "Truly, truly, verily, verily, I say unto you, he or she that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber."
Is that see right? So now, you can be a thief and a robber in the eyes of Yahuwah, because he said he's sending this ministry to show you how to get on your feet. We can show you how to get on your feet. We don't talk a good game. The six anointed camps just don't talk no good game. You tell you that. If you know it, you know it, you know it. We don't just talk a good game. Tell you something, see, right? We try to tell you it's going to help you, because we got some 1 John 2:20 in the six anointed camps. What it said over there, 1 John 2:20.
The book of 1 John, chapter 2, verse number 20 reads, Book of 1 John 2, verse number 20. "But you have an unction from Yahuwah, from the righteous one, and you know all things."
We got an unction from the Almighty. And we know all things, because we know all things, the six anointed camp, because he has showed it to us. He's shown us how to get you on your feet. Because he's saying it's a big job, but you can't be, you know, huffing and puffing, can't breathe, and can't move, or you can't breathe. You might have to sweep 100 out over here and straighten them up, so you got to be able to breathe. How you going to breathe and you all clogged up full of macaroni and spaghetti? Huh? And Lord God and Jesus. How you going to all that macaroni and spaghetti and some dairy product? You ain't going to perform like you should, because Yahuwah is telling you that's not his way back. Now, John picked that verse up, and what did John say in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2 to verse number 4? Say, 3 John chapter 1, verse 2 down to verse 4. What did he say there, Brother Yahda Israel?
The book of 3 John, chapter 1, verse number 2 through 4 reads, The book of 3 John, chapter 1, verse number 2. "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your life prospereth." Verse number 3. "For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, even as thou walkest in the truth." Verse 4. "I have no greater joy than to hear that my family walk in truth."
He's the man to say. So you see, listen, it's no better joy than the six anointed camp. We want you to have your help together. But how you gonna have your help together if you if you have stepping. You got the whole step this thing. You can't half step this thing. You know what's going on in look what it says in Leviticus chapter 17, verse 1, 11, and 14. Leviticus chapter 17, verse 1, 11, and 14. What does it say that, Brother Yahdai Israel, C. Roy?
The book of Leviticus, chapter 14.
Make it 17 and pick up verse 1, skip down to verse 11 and 14, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 17, verse number 1, verse number 11, and verse number 14 reads, the book of Leviticus, 17, verse number 1, Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse number 11, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the life. Verse 14. For it is the life of all flesh. The blood of it is for the life thereof. Therefore I said unto the family of Israel. For it is the life of all flesh. The blood of it is for the life thereof.
Hey, so you see, listen to me. Fixing on the camera. Listen. Although this room is packed down and everybody all got to represent on every part, but this ministry is for the fixing on the camps. Listen. The life of the blood is in the flesh. If you is not eating the way Yahweh tell you to eat, according to what's written, and now you got someone standing before you, you got to make sure you lead by example. You know, the life is the blood. So if you put the wrong blood system, you're going to clog yourself up. And it's easy to see where you're staying at when it's time to feel, when it's time to do something. How you feel? Suppose you got to shovel some snow. How you feel when you got some, oh, I ain't going to shovel no snow. I ain't going to do that. I'm just too tired for doing that. Well, see, you know the reason why you're tired? Because your colon is telling you, you got me tired. I don't be tired, but you got me tired because of what you're doing. You're going and you know, you're not eating green stuff from the food, from the ground. You know, they do a lot of research in sea, right? They're doing a lot of research. A lot of big dignitaries doing a lot of research. See a lot of calls. See, children of Israel had a diet that was, it's written in their book. And all these big dignitaries, even Herman Cortez, they all reported about how people were so old. And you wonder, well, what is they doing to stay? And they always point at that standing corn. That standing corn, see, right? The standing corn supposed to be in every meal that you eat. That corn. You know, our guy was telling me, he said he met his old people this morning called, you able to get our own, we got to do what you got to do. But you can't ignore it. If you got to pay $2 for $1, get you one of them stocks, or, you know, stocks of $2 for $1. Because we keep telling you, we need our own land, school, and banquet hall, but we never proactive. But see, the children of Israel, all of them, that's why we know the one that came over here, Northern Kingdom came over here, they had the same dietary as Southern Kingdom. People, you follow these funny-looking names today, they always, they'll tell you, remember, they was eating corn. Corn purifies your blood system. It builds your immune system up. So why you don't have that in every meal that you eat? Have some corn there. And the salad, corn, and your green stuff, and whatever meat you want to put in it, little fish, whatever. But you can feel so good, you want to You won't be one of star or something. That's how good you're going to feel. I feel like I won't star or something. You won't star or something? Yeah, I feel like I won't star or something. You're going to feel something, aren't you? If you got your Yakwa first. That happened first. All right, enough on that. Now, we found out the life of the blood is in the flesh. Now, Brother Yakda, yes, I need to pull a rabbit out the hat. And because I want to step somebody, I want to run to the 109th chapter. I want to read a verse that talks about something. It talks about something in the 119th chapter about, he says, I had more than my forefathers and mothers. Can you help me out on that verse? Because I need to precept something in that. Can you help me out there, Brother Yakda Israel? Something I need to look at in 119, round about 100, somewhere in about 100, and when he made a profound statement, David made a profound statement about how much wisdom that he had. And so you on the clock, Brother Yakda Israel, come on.
Yeah, my eyes not on it yet.
your eyes ain't not on it yet?
No.
He made a profound statement about his, he made a profound statement. It says, he made a profound statement about how much knowledge that he did had. He had a bit more than such people had. Because he done something. Can you take him
from
there, brother?
Yeah, my eyes on it
now, see. All right. Bring it out for six anointed camp. Bring it out for six anointed camp there. Oh, yeah, now Israel.
I'm reading Psalms 119, verse number 100, and it reads, I understand more than the ancient because I keep your precepts.
You remember in class when we said, I said, yeah. I said, well, why don't you try Acts 26? You know, we left it like that. And you made a comment, and the same thing we just did that, Brother Yakda Israel. We just dropped that 119 and around 100 and something and kept it stepping, but you picked it up in grand style, and I like that spirit in you. The old seer, he watches things, and he don't forget nothing. So the line is, we don't say excellent again. So he says, I understand more than the ancients. And he tell you why. Because remember, the ancients are the one who wrote this. They have to write it down first. But see, now he's revealing things from 1000 B.C. behind the mental spirit. He said, well, I know more because of what he do. And we tell you, see, Ray, this is how you be want to know, well, how can I attain all this good information? Well, it starts when you got the first key precepts. You got to keep the precepts. And look what it says in 104.
Psalms 119, verse 104. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way.
And the false ways, when you do the 10-1 of St. John, we ain't reading no more, come up another way. You're not going to be able to go, we will throw some stuff on you just to see that you think you can sit back and catch. It don't work like that unless you keep the precepts. So we've seen the best of them. You know, they just jump down in something, and they get stuck. You know why they get stuck? Because of one thing. You got to keep the precepts, and then y'all will work with you. That's what we tell the six anointed camps. Communicate among yourself. Throw them precepts back and forth. Be stronger. Come to the six anointed camps. Be stronger. We can add more. You get stronger by the week. But if you communicate among the six anointed camps, and precept back and forth, and don't get caught up with all the outsiders, because the outsiders will be stuck every time. What? What you say? What? And they're going to keep you off balance. You know? Now, let me precept that to Sarat. Now, Sarat picked up on that. Look how Sarat put it out there on the table in 16:25. Sarat. Verse 25, Brother
Yahdai Israel. The book of Sirach, chapter 16, verse number 25 reads, Sirach 16, verse 25, I will show forth doctrine in weight and declare his knowledge exactly.
What kind of way, Brother Yahdai Israel?
And I will declare his knowledge exactly.
Ain't that something? You see, why we easy to pay you. You see, we can come on this network 6 nights a week. And we can really entertain you, the 6 anointed camps can really entertain you because of what Yahweh has shown us exactly. We is the ministry on this business. You know, on every point of this Bible. We don't look back in our real view miracle, we know. We can show you this thing exactly. And what he says in what he tell Daniel in 12:4. Told Daniel something. See, what do this mean when he told Daniel this in 12:4? What does it mean? 12:4.
The book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse number 4 reads. Book of Daniel 12, verse number 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased.
Daniel could only tuck it so far. That's the far as he can go. He done everything but put in voices of the two of his life, the 6 anointed counts. He said, listen, Daniel, this is far as you going. It's up the road of peace, it will be voices of the true Israelites. The 6 anointed camps will take it from there. So you got to understand that. And, you know, we is the ministry that the big dignitaries all over, they stacking their head. They doing everything. You know, they do some things, we ain't going to tell you what they do. But we know one thing. We is a great threat. Because we identifying who you really are. You know, we might say, you know, the white man and the white woman, you might use all kind of other statements. But we know the powers to be is Esau and his five sons. And if you wanna see them cringe, call them by their biblical name Esau. Esau. Boy, because that make them go back to their books and get the research in their books. And their books say, God, dog, we is Esau. Once the 12 tribes understand that the one you following is Esau, the one that got all these machines and all these medical reports for you to come up, that is Esau. Once you finally get this in your head, that is Esau talking to your head. And we'll take a look at it, maybe not this lesson tomorrow night, we'll look at his own people, Esau's own people says from Charles A. Wiseman. I mean, look at and this book right here, it tells you a lot. And they was writing to their fellow man and woman that, you know, we Esau. So we got to do everything we can because we Esau. We can perpetrate being Jacob. But it ain't going to hold up. Ministry coming down. They're going to call it up. Back to Daniel chapter 12. What it says in first number, nine. 12:9. Look what it says in 12:9, 9 and 10.
The book of Daniel chapter 12, verse number 9, verse number 10 reads. Daniel chapter 12, verse number 9. And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. Verse 10. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly. None of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand.
And the wise, and how we know when you're wise according to the Bible. 8:1 in the book of Ecclesiastes. So how would the six anointed camps will recognize how would, you know, we'll bag up by your 12, three get warmed up, 8:1. Let me tell you something, Steve, right here. We watch you through the pages of the book. We know from watching this book on you. Back up to verse 3, listen good.
The book of Daniel?
Yes, sir. Back up to verse 3 there. Back up to verse 3 in Daniel. And I need to hear that word before we really step out on it.
Book of Daniel chapter 12, verse number 3. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. They that turn many to the righteous. To righteousness, the Torah instructions, the covenant, as the star forever and ever.
That's nice. So you see, that's nice right there. So you see what the wise got to do for the 12 tribes that scattered, and he's starting with the six anointed camps of voices of a true Israelite. We got to turn them back to the agreement that was laid out before them. And like I told the big dignitaries, I'm not going to get at the cardinals that's already a color, because I have to identify the hand that they have studied up under, and I got to show you their hand on the table. And what Yahweh, if we going to come around that, and we're going to still get at you, but not now. See, until you understand that the weekend lesson we taught on Saturday, at least the brothers did, based upon Job 8, verse 8. It was a thousand. We understand that it's no way around 8, verse 8 of Job. Act up, we're not reading it. Not reading it. 8. It's just tape yesterday or whatever. Job 8, 8. We ain't going to read it, and we're not going to read Numbers chapter 1, 18 of 18 through 20. We're not reading none of that. Showing you. Listen, you can't keep on calling people and calling yourself and answer to yourself unless it's biblically. So the brother, he made a pile of faith. He said, listen, I understand what you're saying too. He said, but you can't call me my government name. I ain't hearing that no more. You call me what my biblical name. I ain't hearing that no more. And don't be set up on your breath and call me a B-A-N neither. Not under your breath. I ain't hearing that no more. See, until you're not hearing that stuff no more, I don't care if you land on the pillow or whatever. You call me by my biblical name. I want the blessing over this household I'm in, and I want around everybody I come in contact with. We ain't sidestepping this information. Put my biblical name on the table, and y'all put the blessing on me, and I can put it on you. But you can't be double tracking me now. You call me my government name and my biblical name. You want to call it when you around somebody else. No, that don't work like that. So Yahweh watches stuff like that. He wants to see how you gonna be according to I'm about to read Daniel 13. I'm on 8:1. Yeah, read verse 13 and Daniel.
Daniel chapter
13. Yeah, 13.
The book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse number 13 reads, Daniel 12, verse number 13. But go your way to the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days.
What did you tell Daniel? He said, Daniel, you will return in the end days. See, Daniel returned in the end. You in the end days now. So now the seer got to point out, where is Daniel at? He's somewhere. So you got to watch everybody in this book that was about something, whether good or evil, have returned. See, right? Do you know what he says in Ecclesiastes 4:16? What do you say anyway, Ecclesiastes 4:16 out of the regular book?
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse number 16 reads, Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse number 16. There is no end of all the people, even of all that have been before them. They also that come after shall not rejoice in him. Surely, this is also vanity, vexation of spirit.
Everybody that was back there, they ready now. There's no end to the people, see right here. You still can find that spirit and whosoever back there to your left, somewhere in your eyesight today. You had hell raisers back there on the left side that you can find in the book of Numbers when they 16 chapter, when they chopped, we ain't going to read it. When he jumped Moses, you had hell raisers then, you got hell raisers now. Huh? You always have hell raisers. I mean, you got to get with the flow. You always have some hell raisers. They always going to pop their head up. You don't get excited because you say, hey, the hell raiser was back there. The hell raiser is right now. So everybody is playing the role that Yahweh said, because everybody, because you see, back in the days, he no longer here. He's still here. That same spirit going to jump in somebody else and be a hell raiser. And blowing, when they talk, they got a wind in the jaws. Be huffing, puffing. You can go back and read the huffing, puffing back there on the left side of the book. It ain't nothing new. You see, huffing, puffing's gonna always be around. Because the book say ain't no end to the huffs and puffers. But back to this over here, he says, and in verse 3, he says, and they that are wise shall shine. Now let's go get that 8:1 and find out what do we look for out of 6 and 9 camp. Looking for when they start coming. 8:1. What do we look for, Brother Yahda Israel?
The book of Ecclesiastic, 8:1 reads, Who is as the wise man and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom, a man or woman's wisdom, maketh their face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed.
That means the thing that you once did and laughed at, joke, you don't joke at that no more. You don't all of a sudden just stretch and start skinning and grinning and knowing that you're out of order. See, we gonna know when you're ready, cause we watch you. Through the pages of the book. We watch you and see if you're ready to go. The book on the declare is you ready to go. Because certain things you're going to be saying. And your face is going to glow. You're not going to be a hell raiser. Oh, hell raisers. You're not be no hell raiser. You understand this thing. It's a big talk. Now, because he said in Psalms 85:11, he made a profound statement that Brother Yahshua Israel in Psalms 85:11. And what did he say?
The book of Psalms, chapter 85, verse number 11 reads, Psalms 85, verse number 11. Truth shall spring out of the earth. Righteousness, the Torah instruction shall look down from heaven.
You see that thing right here? Truth is going to spring from the earth. This thing gonna come from this anointed sixth anointed camp. We're going to tell you something. We're going to tell you something exactly. We're going to put them exactly on your feet right. We're going to show you how to kick the hypocrite, but he got to give it up. We're going to show you how to catch him through the scripture on every point. What was the case in point over here in Genesis 49? And tell me who you think this is in verse 14 and 15. Who you think this is when we go to Genesis chapter 49? Who do you think this is today? You go read on the left side of the book, the prophecy of 49 verse, give me 1 and 2, 49, give me 1, look, I don't know who's talking. 49 verse 1 and 2, just to who's saying what. And what he said, all y'all, every last one of y'all, it's time to come to me, every last one of you. Let's see who said that in the 49th verse.
The book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse number 1 and 2 reads, book of Genesis 49, verse 1. And Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, called unto his sons and said, gather yourself together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Verse number 2. Gather yourself together and hear, you sons of Israel, and hearken unto Israel, your father.
You see the man just here? So he's saying, I'm going to tell you what's going to befall you in the last days. He said, every last one of the sons of Israel, come to me. I'm going to tell you in advance what's going to befall you. Now the man just said, Israel, whose name was Jacob, was changed to Israel in the 32nd chapter. He called every last one of them and told says over here in the 49th chapter, 10 and 15. He says in the 49th chapter, the same of Genesis, verse 14 and 15. Listen to what he says.
Verse number 14. Issachar is as strong as Issachar is a strong ass couching down between two burdens. Verse 15. He saw the rest was good, the land that it was pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to bear, and became a servant unto tribute.
Now, fixing on the camp, who is that? Who is that have bowed himself and become a servant to two what again? Read that again. He between two what again? Now listen. Now what is Jacob telling them? You know where you get the answer from? The six anointed counsel number two is like. This right here is on the table. It's on the table, see, right here. But what are you gonna do with it? Gonna do with it? Huh? Read that again. Look what the man just said here.
The book of Genesis 49, verse 14. Issachar is a strong ass couching down between two burdens.
Okay, right there. What you mean? He's a strong ass and crouches down between two burdens. What that supposed to mean? See, this is what we're trying to tell you, see, Ray. You know, you got to understand something. You got to change your wicked ways and understand the six anointed camps got all the answers to tell you. Now, he said he called his son. So whoever this is, it is Israel's son. He's Israel's son, see, right? Whoever this Issachar guy is Israel's son. He's, come here. Let me tell you something. He said, you're gonna be a strong. Now, what people today, they do majority of their work with that donkey. You know it better as a donkey. Donkey, they got the donkey. Donkey is their show. And they between two burdens. The two burdens they between is what? Spain, the Spaniards, the descendants of Esau, and the Babylon, America, is the other. The two burdens is America and Spain. This is what they're going to be between. They're going to be a servant to both of these people. He's talking about this strong ass of a man. Did nothing this man do. He loved to get him some rest at a certain time because he don't work so hard. This is Issachar. Always take him what they call it a siesta. I know now you folks catch on to who we're talking about. But this is Issachar. But now, you know, they be working so hard, they'll be up for the sun. And what you don't want to do, they'll do it. And they'd be up for the sun, even get set in. And they work hard, but they work hard. But they got to. So that, they got to take them a nice siesta. But you know, take that nice siesta. See that scene right here? So you see, this was told about the and he's going to be a burden. Both of them are going to have him down. Spain had him down, and they came and got him in 1619. When you divided yourself, then here comes Hernan Cortez, first whooping on 1519. Then after Spain can whoop you no more, same people. Then America will whoop you now. Now they're whooping you the rest of the way with Guadalupe. Now they're whooping you right now. So it's prophesied right here. This is Issachar. You know Issachar? You know who Issachar's brother is? Let's go to 46, chapter 13 and find out who's Issachar's son. It's no need to not knowing what's going on and correct yourself and get up on the six of knowing the camp. She ain't going to figure this thing out. So now, what we're getting ready to read, we're getting ready to read the 46th chapter, verse. My fact of a read in the 46th chapter with the songs of such man, then read verse 13. 46, and look where it says the son of such man, and where we at? The son of such man. You got the verse, bring it out, come on.
Book of Genesis?
Yeah, make it 46 chapter. And we want to read the son of a such man. Well, you pick it up at, pick it up at verse 8 to get his name on the table. And then skip down to verse 13. Thank you, that brother Yagdai Israel. 46, 8, and 13. Take note, 6 and 9 count. Take note.
The book of Genesis, chapter 46. Verse number 8, verse number 13 reads, Genesis 46, verse number 8, and these are the names of the family of Israel, which came into Egypt.
Excellent. These are their names. Excellent. What their name is it? And let's talk about it in 13.
Verse number 13, and the sons of Issachar, Tola, Puvah, and Job and Shamron.
Mm-hmm. So Issachar is the one, Tola. See, Tola, we're going to take care of, you know, it's going to be a long series, like I tell you. Every name that you got after that point is coming from Tola. That name right there, this is the name, for remember in last night class that Brother Yagda, the leader and the closer, they put it on the table. They let you know that Issachar and Tula, Issachar is Tula. And when you do your research, the one that led Issachar's family over here was Tula. And every name, they migrated from Tula. And every name came after that. Because as they got the big head and started spreading out with a point that, and then they went off into something that we're going to talk about later on, but this was Tula, but it was Issachar boy. And remember, Tula is the one that the old man came out of. So when you see all of the Omas, what they call them things, the big old braids behind your head and all that, that's Tula. But you got another tribe over there with him, because this tribe got to be with everybody. Matter of fact, it's reading in Isaiah 11:11. See, remember, whatever tribe it is of the 12, they always must have the lead tribe with them, because it's plainly said in 11:11, pertaining to the lead tribe. What it says in Isaiah 11:11. Because, see, now when you do the research on Tula, Issachar's boy. But Issachar's boy to have with and every other have with him too that's in captivity. And who was that? 11:11 of Isaiah.
Book of Isaiah 11, verse number 11 reads, and it shall come to pass in that day, but Yahweh shall set his hand again, the second time, to recover the remnant of his people, who shall be left from Assyria, from Egypt, from Pathros, from Cush, and from Elam, and from Shinar, from Hamath, and from the island of the sea.
Verse 12.
Verse number 12. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah, Yahdah Judah, from the four corners of the earth.
Yahdah Judah, four corners of the earth, see right here. So what tribe is in everybody's tribe? It's Yahdah Judah. That's who is in everybody's tribe. So it's because Luke the prophecy was put on him in the 35th chapter of the book Exodus. Let's look at verse 1, 35 verse 1 to get warmed up. 35 verse 1. Let's look at 35 verse 1. Just get warmed up there, brother. Y'all die. 35:1, let's get warmed up.
The book of Exodus, chapter 35, verse number 1 reads, book of Exodus 35, verse number 1. And Moses gathered all the congregation of the family of Israel together, and said unto them, these are the words which Yahweh have commanded that you should do them.
Mm-hmm. Listen. Now listen what he says in verse 30.
Verse number 30. Exodus 35, verse 30. And Moses said unto the family of Israel, see, Yahweh have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Yahdah Judah.
What about in 31? What about him?
Verse 31. He hath filled him with the spirit of Yahweh, and wisdom, and understanding, and knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of work they going to be doing in 32 and 33? What kind of work will Yahdah Judah be doing, and that had all this wisdom in 32 and 33?
Verse number 32. And to devise curious works, working gold and in silver and in brass. Verse 33. And in the cutting of stones to set them, and in carving of wood to make any manner of cunning work.
They got the pyramids that's built over in Tula, where they got the other names on it right now. So who you think learned them how to build the pyramids over there? It was Yahdah Judah. So you always got to involve Yahdah Judah on whatever you're doing. So when you go look at all of they talk about the last name of them all called the Aztecs, listen, that's Tula. That's Tula seed right here. When you go but bring the name called the Mayans, that's Tula. When you bring in what the other name is, the
Aztecs.
I-N, Aztecs. That's Tula. When you bring in the old mass one, the big old, with the braids in the back of the head, what's your name is again? Call it again.
Aztecs.
Okay, now, the other man I just mentioned, the one that got the big nose and the braids in the back of the head.
The old man.
They call him the old Max. That's Tula. But guess what? That's also his Yagdah Judah. Because Yagdah Judah was with them too. So when you look at them braids in the back of their head, you're talking about two brothers' descendants. Because Yagdah Judah is the one that drawed himself on the stone and taught them. Because Yahweh gave it to Yagdah Judah to do that. So he had to be in everybody's tribe and show them how to do the pyramids and everything else. Yagdah Judah, see, right? So you see them big, what's the color name again?
Olmec.
Tula and Judah. Tula and Judah. Tula and Judah. Judah is the one that Yahweh put the stone making, how they put that big old temple together up 100 feet up in the air and use no mortar. So who told him how to do all that? Judah. So Judah got to be everybody's tribe then as he is everybody's tribe now. You got to understand these things. And everything you call is right back. Tula. Tula is Issachar's boy. And so is Job, and what they look like is, Job, and what they look like, the brothers look like, they look like all the rest of them look like. Until 15, until all of the blending and taking them, coming over there and jumping, Esau jumping him and making him look with the blood showing through the skin. But before that, the way they look is just like the monuments you see in the Omar. Call his name again?
Olmec.
Olmec. And you turn their head around, you see braids in their head. See, right? That's what they hide from you, the braids. And the braids is Yagdah, Judah, and Tula. Because you have to call yourself by your father's name. All them other names is pagan names. See, you got to be taught by the 60 morning camp. We got all the answers. Because he gave us the answers how to take care of his business. Yahweh's business. Then like he gave Yahweh Judah the stone cutting. So he grabbed Dan and got Dan straight. And then when they migrated, they always got to come get some Yahweh Judah to fight the battles and everything. See, Judah, you got to know who you are, Judah. Yahweh and Semitic. You got to know you the lead tribe on everything. You the one is to stir up the everything and the herbal tea. You the stir up man. If we can get that in your head, you got the lead. You fighting everything. You watching that one-eyed Satan just hem you up. And you got to be on the front line. You'll get that garbage out your belly before you get some juice in you before you get going. Now, where we at, brother Yagdai Israel? Where we on now?
The book of Job, chapter 30, verse number 30 reads, "My skin is black upon me."
And wide nose and woolly hair. So when you see them old helmets over there, that is the helmet of Tula and Yagdah Judah. That's who that is. Oh, and that was in the land of Tula. Then what they did, see, right? The piece of Tula started getting the big head. They started moving down the road a piece, right? But then they start, and that's why the woman of Reuben said to Francisca, let me tell you something. He said, our Yahweh is one Yahweh. You got all, and that's why you was in captivity up in that jail, messing around with all them wicked your name, Lord God and Jesus and Mary or what do they call the Mary or Guadalupe and stuff. He said, that's what you messed up at. So we here to straighten you out, my man. We from the tribe of Reuben and he says and Ephraim is Joseph is Ephraim Joseph and is right around in Manasseh close by too. Because you got to have your family name. But you ain't telling the story. The world telling the story. You don't hurt the check all the way, and now you're hearing voices of the truth like give you the check. I don't care what name you call the so-called Mexicans. You can call them the Aztecs all the way to, but they got to get them back to Tula. That's their name. But then the wicked Israelites went out there and got to up Tula and got the big head and start taking over spots they didn't go take over. And they done the same thing we do today. We get the Og and the Morgoth, and then here come a Esau and his five sons or the 17 nations, hem you up again. Because once upon a time ago, in the book of Jubilees, now we go read the 46th chapter and show you something. Once upon a time ago, table. In the 46th, 1 through 10, this was on the table once upon a time ago. What happened to this? Jubilees, 46, 1 through 10, Brother Yahdai Israel. Bring your A-game and come out.
Jubilee, chapter 46, verse number 1 through 10 reads, Book of Jubilee 46, verse number 1. It came to pass that after Israel, Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, died, the family of Israel multiplied in the land of Egypt, and they became a great nation. They were of one accord in mind, so that brother loved brother, and every man helped his brother. And they increased abundantly and multiplied exceedingly. 10 weeks of years, all the days of the life of Joseph. Verse number 2. And there was no Satan, nor any evil, all the days of the life of Joseph, which he lived after his father Israel. For all the Egyptians honored the family of Israel all the days of the life of Joseph. Verse number 3. And Joseph died being 110 years old. 17 years he lived in the land of Canaan. 10 years he was a servant. 3 years in prison, 80 years, he was under the king ruling all the land of Egypt. Verse number 4, and he died and all his brethren and all that generation. Verse 5, he commanded the family of Israel before he died that they should carry his bones with them when they went forth from the land of Egypt. Verse number 6, and he made them swear regarding his bones. For he knew that the Egyptians would not again bring forth and bury him in the land of Canaan. For Machmarom, king of Canaan, while dwelling in the land of Assyria, fought in the valley with the king of Egypt and slew him there, pursued after the Egyptians to the gates of Irmon. Verse number 7. But he was not able to enter, for another, a new king had become king of Egypt. And he was stronger than he, and he returned to the land of Canaan, and the gates of Egypt, and the gates of Egypt were closed. None went out, none came in into Egypt. Verse number 8. Joseph died in the 46th Jubilee, in the 6th week, in the 2nd year, and they buried him in the land of Egypt, and his brethren died after him. Verse number 9. The king of Egypt went forth to war with the king of Canaan in the 47th Jubilee, in the 2nd week, in the 2nd year. The family of Israel brought forth all the bones of the family of Israel, save the bones of Joseph. They buried them in the field in the double cave in the mountain. Verse number 10, and the most of them returned to Egypt, but a few of them remained in the mountains of Hebron, and Aram thy father remained with them.
So, your history that you need to know. So, history. And the only way you're going to get the understanding of your history, you got to get it from the sixth and only council. Our voice is over to Israelites.
I said, we ain't got time for things. And we got to get more.
Listen, let me get a couple more in real quick, that brother Yagdai Israel. No. Let's go to the book of Surah 30, verse 21 through 25.
See, we ain't got time for hell raisers. Because there's so much to do. You know, we got so much to do. We just ain't got time for hell raisers.
You know, it's enough trying to straighten up what the world on earth up. So whenever you look at the Mexicans, the so-called Mexicans, the Aztecs, or whatever they call themselves, you got to make them get in the book and say, look, you Tula, this is where you really are. That first capital where all that stuff was at, that was Tula. You migrated from there, then you went from the north to the south. You started right in the north, and you went to the south. And then you built that 100-foot thing up in the air, but that was the descendants of Tula. And that was Issachar's boys of Tula. Job is brother to you, and Job is black to the bone. Willie had all that. So when you see all them big what's the name again?
Omax.
When you see the Omax and you spin that head around on top and see them braids in his head, that's Yagdah, Judah, and Tula. That's what it is. Yagdah, Judah, and Tula. Everybody got a mister, don't know what's going on because you don't understand who is the cutters, the gold cutters. The gold cutters and the stone cutters. Yagdah Judah. That's why they do everything. They don't know it because they're up under those wicked names calling African American Negro. You the stone cutters. You cut them. You the one who wouldn't cut them stones and put them up there and put up in there and showed them how to do it. And then they didn't use no mortar. It's a goddamn this thing 100 foot up in the air. Yeah, they're 100 foot up in the air. It's just somebody from space did this. You know about space did it. Yagdah Judah did it. And Issachar helped them out and learned from Yagdah Judah. Everybody learned from Yagdah Judah. That's why we got to come now and straighten this thing out to get our blessing. Look what it says over in Surah 30, verse 21 through 25, brother Yagdah Israel.
The book of Surah, chapter 30, verse 21 through 25 reads, Book of Surah, chapter 30, verse number 21. Get not over thy mind to heaviness, and afflict not thyself in thine own counsel. Verse 22. The gladness of the mind is the light of men and women, and the joyfulness of a man and woman prolongeth their days. Verse 23. Love your own self, and comfort your mind. Remove sorrow far from you, for sorrow hath killed many, and there is no profit therein. Verse 24. Envy, wrath, shorten the life, and carefulness bringeth age before the time. Verse 25. A cheerful and good mind will have a care of his meat and diet.
Yes, you see what's going on here? So you got to monitor this thing here. If you see somebody dragging their feet and you're letting your president dragging their feet, because you got to find out what you got to do. Ain't no reason for you to drag your feet. Get the garbage out of his body before he can straighten up and straighten you up. Don't need you dragging your feet. You know, and then and you ain't got but two words. Well, what you want for dinner? And all that old stuff. He was a person. You got to have some love and happiness, but you got to know how to love and happiness. You know? I ain't got 10 words at you in a week. Why so? Because you got to fill some book. Let's go to Surah 31, 9 through 11 says what?
The book of Surah, chapter 31, verse number 9 through 11 reads, Book of Surah 31, verse number 9. Who is he? And we will call him blessed. for wonderful things have he done among his people. Verse number 10, who have been tried thereby and found perfect, then let him honor who might offend and have not offended or done evil and have not done it. Verse number 11, his good shall be established and the congregation shall declare his alms.
Yeah, right. And they're going to declare the sixth anointed camp. Get one more in there, Brother Yakda. It's through 38 chapter 18 through 22. We'll close it out right there. We'll close it out there and we'll come back tomorrow. But I'm telling you something. Somebody got to call it out as it is. And you know who's going to call it out? Voices of a true Israelite. We know who everybody is. But he gave us the unction to put the on somebody. And the reason why so much stuff got away, because you don't know who you are. I don't care what name the Mexicans call themselves and all that stuff. Who you are, you Tula. That's who you are. You Tula. And you got a couple more brothers came with you too. So you're all up on the Issachar. And Yahdah Judah was right there to guide your hand like you got a baby's hand. Because you can't make no move without Yahdah Judah. So you get the credit for putting all them pyramids together. The one 100 foot up in there in the southern part. Or that long name you come up with. But you know one thing. Yahdah Judah. That's the lead tribe. And you got to get your knees right. But they're going to tell you to get back up. On Yahdah Judah. You got to understand this thing. It ain't going nowhere unless you fall behind Yahdah Judah. You can forget it. Or to the Bible. Close out in 38:18-22. Brother Yahdah Israel, close it. What is it?
The book of Sirach, chapter 38, verse number 18-22 reads. Sirach 38, verse number 18. For of heaviness cometh death. And the heaviness of the mind breaketh strength. Number 19. In affliction also sorrow remaineth. And the life of the poor is the curse of the mind. Verse 20. Take no heaviness to mind. Drive it away and remember the last end. Verse 21. Forget it not, for there is no turning again. You shall not do good, do him good, but hurt thyself. Verse 22. Remember my judgment, for thine also shall be so. For thine also shall be so. Yesterday for me, and today for you.
Read verse 21 again, bro. Y'all know Israel.
The book of Sirach 38, verse 21. Forget it not, for there is no turning again. You shall not do him good, but hurt yourself.
Ain't that something? Here's the book is telling. Here's what the book is saying. See, here's the book. Wait a minute. Give me a Sirach 25, 1 and 26. And that's it. 25, verse 1 and 26. You got to understand something, see, right? You know, I look, I ain't calling nobody out. I look, brother, let me tell you something, bro. Don't let plus a decision for you in some kind of way. I said that once upon a time. Let me tell you something, see, Roy. You got to understand this Bible. Understand this Bible that this was got to be on the table if you're going to successfully make it. 25, 1, and 26 in the closing statement. That's it. I ain't saying no more. Come on.
Book of Sirach, chapter 25. Verse number 1, verse 26 reads, Sirach 25, verse 1, in three things I was beautified and stood up beautiful, both before Yahweh and men, the unity of brothers, the love of neighbors, a man and a wife that agreed together. Verse 25, give the water no passage, neither a wicked woman liberty to gab abroad.
What did verse 26 say? That's 26?
Verse 26. If she go not as thou wouldest have her, cut her off from thy flesh, give her a bill of divorcement, and let her go.
Ain't that something? Isn't the man a friend? You know, we keep telling you, and we keep telling you, time is not in our favor. Listen, time is not in our favor, see, Royal? We got the middle of this knockout blowing here. Listen, you hear the man is saying, don't you got to put time off and wrestling back and forth on something that your wicked better half will come up with? Listen, you got to make a decision. But time is not in our favor. We got to get this man business out the way. This thing got to be according to the Bible. Then y'all going to step in, and he going to bull rush beat on his five sons. And we're going to get our rewards in it. But you can't keep on letting plus pull you back, hem you up, got to where you in no love and happiness on the back and rip back there. What you say? What do you say? And all that stuff. Messed up. Let's do some Bible and get this thing. Throw your hands around and we'll catch you tomorrow for some more.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Love the way it's rolling out there, C. Israel, C. Royal. Great work, team. To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, qua.
And Brother Yardai Israel, you see, like I said again, time is not in our favor. We turn to the 600 camp of China to wake you up. And we're going to wake you up by waking ourselves up and getting us on one accord, one mind. Because remember, we read in the book of Jubilees 46:1-2, Yahweh ordained for you to have one mind, one understanding, you know, and how to lead by example through the scriptures. We got to get some of this here, right? We can't be sitting there, you know, and no love and happiness, no more 2 minutes in the sack, then back to the same. No, that don't work no more. Let's bring Brother Mr. Tibbs back in, get his closing thoughts, and we'll grab the Muslims, and we'll go in for take number 26. Let's bring Mr. Tibbs back in and get his final thoughts, and thus says Yahweh, you on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me once again back until tonight's broadcast. I think we're catching on to quite a bit with this evening's broadcast. A lot's being covered. That's why I say we all come to hear a lot of things that most of us can hear. And some listening never can understand. You hear a lot of head scratching out there. And the secret things that most of us can see that some looking can never find. And to touch those things that most of us can touch and others can never feel. You know, I did make that clear what I meant by that. It's the wicked that can do none of these things because the words of Yahweh makes all this and more possible for the righteous. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, 12 says, for the eyes of the Yahweh are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Yahweh is against them that do evil. 13, and who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Well, as I've tried to indicate, there are a lot of us that come here for the good of Yahweh's word. And most of us receive it and add unto it. And some cast the word behind their back, which is not so good for others, coming just to see who's all attending, what we're talking about, who they like and don't like. And I know many have seen just as much before. These are the people that have to realize that we're here for one reason and one reason only, and that's for the word of Yahweh. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry, open unto you live, always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible about Yahweh's word, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. And you came to seek, and you found that what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, we generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Well, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, starting at 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of those smart devices you have. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One of these will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any one of your other devices, it may appear to be a little different. This time on the line, you may see menu. Clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as for previous use. Doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live? Also, to build a school, banquet hall, and the land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar to stay in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as it appears, and you'll be right into the live online broadcast. Now, we currently are using two email addresses. The first, which is tribe, that's tribeyhdh at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions answered of a biblical subject or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael at gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers to reach Yahuwah's ministry also. Think to considerably use them before broadcast time or afterwards would greatly be appreciated. It's not to disturb Yahuwah's words. We're using a few verses from the Bible that explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8, it says, "Answer not before thou've heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." This is a good one. This is the one where I've experienced myself quite a bit. When you're giving someone a statement, before you finish, they're giving you the answer before you even get through telling them what it is. The other is in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceives his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But still, there are those that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. Call during the program announcement or cause disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. I suppose they just ignore or may not be familiar with what Yahuwah the Son has given us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, "Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah." Also, we find it necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer for questions direct via voicemail, email, or text. He is generally usually pretty busy answering many memos, as most of us have seen during our program, even having thoughts of running just a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, the stuff almost gets me tie-tongued and trying to pronounce all the things that he does. Anyway, the most important thing is preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the Seer is also only one man, limited by Yahuwah's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, which is, has been previously mentioned. Because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for all for your consideration. Yahuwah be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call, of course, with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as I previously mentioned before. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But again, not the seer. The seers often try to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in Matthew 19:26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., pre-recorded, except for Fridays. This program is repeated at 9:45 p.m. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Right on the search line, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, another note, we're in the process of making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program. Just call the international line to order any day or any number of days. Well, as you can see, as I've said before, this is a very exciting day for Yahuwah's Word. And we look at the things that's changed. It's actually the number of people that come to receive Yahuwah's Word and those that commend it and add unto it, only following by those casting the words behind their back, only wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible that they like. Can you imagine that? Taking the verses meaning totally another way, along with deceptive listeners, noisemakers, complainers, flipping the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, or they're completely lost when they're called to speak. They have clearly forgotten we're only one man or one woman. And seriously thinking about this, time is not in our favor. But remember, the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or woman can do that was Yahuwah created to do in this life. And that, if that's all possible. Because anyone ever says they've even done 101%, they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another. Past Yahuwah's creation. That's impossible. Don't forget what Yahuwah the Son has told us about the impossible in the book of Matthew's, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible." So we have to remember, no man or woman can measure their last days. Because in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 36 says, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only, day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." So knowing that, we should keep our Bibles open. Continue this study. Learn all you can about Yahuwah's word. Pass it on to your loved ones. At this time, I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mr. Taylor. That's excellent again. Remember one thing. We're on six nights a week. We're on six nights a week, see, right? And we always enjoy coming before you because one thing about it, we clear. This ministry will be the ministry that set it in order. Be clear. So we're going to leave it like that. We're going to find the mothers, and we'll get back to take number 26. But one thing about it, Steve Roy, you got to step it up. You got to step it up. And you got to make sure that you're not around no hell raisers. Hell raisers shorten your days. Hell raisers. You got time for hell raisers. You got to take care of Yahweh's business. So if you're around a hellraiser, you got to do what it was written, what we just talked about in 25, verse number 1, and verse number 26. I said, right, you got to get on down the road over hellraiser. Ain't got time for that. You got business to take care of. Enough said on that. We're going back to the network and look for our mother D up Israel, and we're going to bring her in. We'll get a few in. Remember one thing, tomorrow night for some oath. When you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, with a loud voice you say, Mother D. F. Israel, C. Roy, Tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh be with you there, Mother.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of C. Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. See what else we can get going on, because we got a lot of stuff going on the table. So they're getting ready to do some things that we got to check into. Let's run and find out what do this mean in Luke 4:30. What do this supposed to mean in Luke 4:30? Luke chapter 4, verse 30. Because see, right now, next week, let me tell you something, Steve Royer. Steve Royer's told money some things for everybody else that's of Israel descent. But next week, they got some things going on that the son of the camp got to put a good eyeball on this. Luke chapter 4, verse 30 says what?
Luke chapter 4, verse 30. But he passing through the midst of them went his way.
He passed through the midst of them and went their way. Now, you know what the midst means. It means what? Let's go to St. John chapter 8:59. See, the mist means, now you know what the mist means, through the mist of them. You know what the mist means, but we're going to get a precept on it. St. John 8:59 says what?
St. John chapter 8, verse 59. Then took they up stones to cast at him. But Yahweh the Son hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by.
Well, go ahead and tell this audience what do the midst mean there, Mother D.F. Israel. What do that mean? What do the midst mean? Go on, tell them behind that verse. What that mean?
He covered himself where they couldn't see him.
No, he went through the midst. He went through the middle.
Through the middle.
He went through the middle.
But they didn't know
so
him.
No, but hold on, Mother D.F. Israel. We're making a point now. So the midst is the. It's the middle. See, that's what the word miss means, the middle. That's the key word, the middle. Now, we got that. Now, let's go back and read some prophecy on this. Now, keep that in your mind. The miss means the middle of something. Now, the middle of what? Let's go back to Daniel chapter 9, verse 26 and 27. Let's see if we tie this in. What do the miss is means the middle? Now, I'm going to read some prophecy on this right here. Daniel chapter 9, verse 26 and 27.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 26 and 27, verse 26. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself.
Hold that point. Messiah, polluted for Yahweh the Son. Okay, Messiah, polluted for Yahuwah the Son. Go ahead.
But not for himself and the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, the temple, and the end thereof.
Go ahead. That big topic there. Now the peoples of the prince is going to be the one to tear up the city. The peoples of the prince is going to tear up the city that what Yahuwah is going to be cut off at. The peoples of the prince, they're going to destroy the place. So you see, we read prophecy. The sixth anointed camp's going to break this down for you, make it plain for you. Any of them can do it for you. Listen to it, it's good. Now, who's going to tear up the city is the peoples of the prince. You got it? Good. Go ahead.
Shall come, shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, the temples, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war, desolation are determined. 27. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifices and the oblations to cease. And for the for the overspreading of abomination, he shall make it desolate even unto the convocation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate.
Now, so the Messiah was polluted by Yahuwah the Son. He's going to be cut off for to what time in verse 27 there, Mother D.F. Israel? What time will he be cut off according to prophecy?
It says
with
many for 1 week. In 1 week. In
the
middle
of. So if he's going to be cut off in the middle of the week, this is the day he gonna die. It's in the middle of the week. That would miss me, the middle. So now what is the middle of the week? You got only 7 days. So the middle of the week, he gonna die on a Wednesday, see, right here. He gonna die on a Wednesday, according to prophecy. He gonna be cut off from the living in the middle, the midst of the week. So Yahuwah the Son will be dying on a Wednesday. That's when he going to be dying on a Wednesday. And what did he say out of his own mouth on that Wednesday that he going to do? The only one can teach this is voices of the true Israelites and make some sense out of it. So he going to be, that's why we laid out the earlier showing you that he going to, that he went through the middle, the midst of them. And the midst means the middle. Now we find out through prophecy, he died in the midst of the week. The midst of the week is the middle. So all you got to do is take 3 days on one side and 3 days on one side, open them up, and what day you see in the middle of it is the Wednesday. You take Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Stop right there. Put Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You split them open, and in the middle of it will be Wednesday. So in the midst, the Messiah, polluted for Yahuwah the Son, will die in the midst of the week, which is the middle of the week, which is Wednesday. That's when he's going to die, in the middle of the week, which is the midst of the week. Now, and what did he say in Matthew chapter 12, verse number 38 and 39. Now he going to say something to the religious leaders. He going to say something to them. Look what he said to them. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 38 and 39 and 40. Take it down to 38 through 40. He going to look right at the religious leaders and say something to them in Matthew 12, 38 through 40. What did he say?
Matthew chapter 12, verses 38 to 40. Verse 38. Then certainty of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, said, Master, we will see a sign from you. 39. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the sea of Jonah. Verse 40. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth.
He said, now look what he said. So now, you know, he is telling, look, from prophecy. He said, now, I'm going to die in the middle of the week. In the middle of the week, you put three on both sides, your left hand, your right hand, you got Wednesday. Now, I'm going to be in that ground for 3 days and three nights. Not going to be in the ground for 3 days and three nights. You just as Jonah was in the whale's belly for 3 days and three nights. And let's read that prophecy. Let's go back to Jonah 1:15 through 17 real quick. Jonah 1:15 through 17. So you see, and nobody going to be able to tell no stories out here unless the lead tribe or the six anointed camps tell it first. Because we'll tell it exactly. That's why we had to read that verse plainly. Because when we break it down, the six anointed camps, it ain't no wiggling room when we get through with it. You got it? Jonah 1:15 through 17, bring it.
Jonah chapter 1:15 through 17. Verse 15. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea. And the sea ceased from her roaring. Order. Verse 16. Then the men feared Yahweh exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto Yahweh and made vows. Verse 17. Now Yahweh had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights.
Ain't that so? So you see that? So Yahweh always quoting the left side of the book. Your piece of preachers don't quote nothing. Somebody's done away with. What Yahweh done quoting that? He gave you an example of what the same way Jonah was in that belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. So what I been in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights.
Mm-hmm.
But now here's the point, see, right? We got to miss the middle of it. So this is happening on them in the middle, see, right? You take 3 days, push it to the left, 3 days, push it to the right. You got Wednesday sitting right there. So on Wednesday, now let's go to the 19th chapter of St. John. With that understanding from the six anointed camps now, we don't want to teach it. And exactly. We don't want to teach it exactly. It's like we was back there. Well, we was back there. That's why we can teach it. St. John chapter 19, pick up verse 31.
St. John chapter 19, verse 31. Yahdah Judah, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the tree on the Sabbath day. For that Sabbath day was an high day. Besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away.
And what happened in verse 33 and 34?
St. John 19:33-34, verse 33. But when they came to Yahuwah the Son and saw that he was dead already, they break not his leg. 34. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side and went forth, came there out blood and water.
So in verse number 33, when he went to you know, break his legs, he was already dead. So what that what day did he die on there, Israel? What day did he die on? What day was he already dead?
In the midst of the week, Wednesday.
Wednesday. So there it is at that scene, right? So when this, now if you're watching that television broadcast, now you know exactly what's going on from the pages of the book. He was dead Wednesday. Now he say he's going to be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. Now let's see. If you die on a Wednesday, so you got to be in the ground in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. Let's count the 3 days and see what we come up with. Now, Wednesday, you're dead. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But here's the point. Yahuwah time in the evening and the morning. So the evening of Wednesday, the evening of Thursday is 1 day. The evening of Friday is 2 days. The evening of Saturday is 3 days, see, right? So at the evening of Saturday, Yahuwah was, he got on up. He stayed in the ground for 3 days and three nights because Yahuwah's time when the sun go down. So when he was in the ground from Wednesday to Thursday when the sun set, that's 1 day. From Thursday to Friday, 2 days. From Friday to Saturday, 3 days. You know when the Sabbath day is ending up? But that's when the sun sets. But man's time is 12:01. So when we complete our Sabbath days, that's when he got up. So that early Sunday morning, that ain't nothing from a teaching from Satan the devil. And now you go and do something on a Sunday. Sunday, this man was gone as soon as the sun set. At the end of the Sabbath day. You see that, see, right? So you see, out of order everywhere. If you understand, it ain't no such thing, no Good Friday. You can't even get 3 days and three nights from Good Friday, according to the modern day teaching of the 17 nations. Good Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday is 3 days and three nights. 3 days and three nights, Good Friday. We're going to celebrate Good Friday. Get ready to do it right now. Come up with some Easter. Good Friday, that's 1 day. Now, Good Saturday is 2 days. Good Sunday is three. You way past this man. You way past it if you do the Bible 3 days and three nights. Friday, Saturday, that ain't nothing but a day and a half. See, y'all don't want it everywhere. But if y'all want to learn something, come learn from the six anointed counts of voices of the true Israelites. It ain't no such thing as no Good Friday when he died on no Good Friday because the Bible said he died Wednesday. He said out of his own mouth he gonna die Wednesday in the midst of the week. He told the seer that. And what it says in the book of Amos chapter 3 verse 7, when he told the seer that, why did he tell the seer that anyway? Amos 3 verse 7.
Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Surely Yahuwah will do nothing, but he revealeth his secrets unto his servants, the seers.
Hear that, see, right? So we watch the best on Bump the Gums, and now you get ready to go pull yourself into some Good Friday and get yourself all worked up, a Good Friday. So Good Friday is when your Lord Jesus Christ died. But the Messiah, polluted by Yahuwah the Son, said, no, that's not true. Why don't you check with the seer? I'm getting up out of here Wednesday. I'm going to die Wednesday in the middle of the week. That's why we put the midst of the week. The midst of the week is Wednesday. And I'm going to be in the ground for 3 days and 3 nights. So as soon as you get through with your Sabbath day, I'm up and gone. See, Yahuwah's time when the evening and the morning. 12:01 is the world time, 12:01. Yahuwah's Sabbath day when the sun go down on Friday to go down on Saturday. So when the sun set on Wednesday to Thursday is one day. When the sun set on Thursday to Friday, 2 days. When the sun set on Friday to Saturday, 3 days. So as soon as we get through with our Sabbath day, Yahuwah was getting up and going about his business. So when they did see something, he was going about his business, clothes wrapped up, and he was going about his business. You know, early Sunday morning, you could do something on Sunday morning. You better do something from Satan the devil by not paying attention to voices of the true Israelites teaching you from the six anointed camps, the man died in the Wednesday. Got nothing to do with Good Friday. If Good Friday on the table, that ain't number a day and a half. Day and a half, see, Royal. So you call the man a liar, and in Titus 1 verse 2, look at the man tell you in Titus 1 verse 2. Do you know what he tell you in Titus 1 verse 2 behind that? Right, you called him a liar, talking about some Good Friday. He died on some Good Friday. Good Friday, we celebrate Good Friday. Do you know what he says in Titus 1, verse 2? What did he say that, Mother D.F. Israel?
Titus chapter 1, verse 2. Okay, I'm trying to get it. Titus chapter 1, verse 2. In hope of eternal life, which Yahuwah, that cannot lie, promised before the world began.
Every time you do the Good Friday evening, you calling Yahuwah a liar. So that means you ain't got nothing coming, you hell raisers of the 17 nation, but the fact. Because he's telling you, I'm going to get up out of here Wednesday in the middle of the week. You got 7 days in the week. Put 3 on one side, 3 on the other side, and in the middle is the Wednesday. And my time is in the evening and the morning, and 1:05 in the book of Genesis, not no 12:01. But you can't get 12:01 time. You can't give it a day and a half out of 12:01. Friday night to Saturday night, that's one day. And Sunday morning ain't but a day and a half. That's a day and a half you going up on. Look at how many Israelites going on a day and a half. Now they're going to get their suits ready for some Easter. And coming out of Lent and going into some Easter on a day and a half. That don't make no sense to no one. But I can leave it like that. Now let's get one more in there, our Mother D.F. Israel, and we'll get back to more tomorrow. Let's go back to St. John chapter 12. And we'll look at verse 12 and 15. 12 and 15. Go back to St. John chapter 12. And we'll look at verse 12 and 15. Let's see what that says. St. John, chapter 12, 15, get down to, let's see if we can get out of 12 and 15. What does it say in St. John 12:12 and 15?
Okay. St. John, chapter 12, verse 12. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Yahuwah the Son was coming to Yahda Judah. Verse 15. Fear not, daughter of Yahda Judah. Behold, your king cometh, sitting on an ass colt.
Tell you, fear not, your king is coming. And your king is coming for Yahda Judah. See, that's what he's saying. And your king is coming from Yahda Judah. And precept that to 149 of St. John. And we'll close it out, 149 and 149 and verse 51. And we'll close out with that, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's go to St. John chapter 1, verse 49 and 51.
St. John chapter 1, verse 49 and 51. Verse 49. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of Yahweh, the Father. Thou art the King of Israel. Verse 51. And he said unto him, Truly, truly, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the ministering spirits of Yahweh the Father ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
So you see, like I tell, take some on the camp, speak among y'allself, because this is a big job ahead of us. And when y'all get it down pat, he gonna wire O.C. up, y'all ready to go, and then we gonna go and take care of this business. So we all want to tell the story. We all want to tell the story. So all that what you get ready to do next week, this man said, I'm coming for them Israelites, the tribe of Yahdah, Judah first. That's what he's saying. And now you can make a big old party out of something with everybody else going to be celebrating something. It ain't got nothing to do with Yahweh the Son. You call them a liar every time you holler Good Friday and Easter Sunday morning. You call him a liar, and Yahweh going to tear your hair raise up, you 17 nations. Close the statement. Mother D up Israel. You on the clock. Come on.
Acts 23, verse 5. Then said Paul, I wist not, brother, that he was the high seer. For it is written, thou shalt not speak evil of the ruler of your people. Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah on that. That's right. It's, you know, Sid gets so many calls based upon people got hair in it. They be talking with hair in their jaws. I mean, they be huffing and puffing, like they said, huffing and puffing, blowing a house down. But you ain't going to blow the house down that built upon a rock, and the rock is Yahweh the Son. So you see, we're trying to tell you something. We getting ready right now to six anointed camps to come at you on every point, but we're going to use this Bible. Anytime you say Good Friday is when he died on Good Friday, you calling him a liar. And if you call him a liar in Titus 1, verse 2, he said, you ain't got nothing coming but the bottom of the lake of fire. Bottom of the lake of fire. He told you he going to be getting up out of here in the middle of the week. The middle of the week called the mist. 3 days on one side, 3 days on the other side, and ain't there nothing left in the middle but Wednesday. So you count up on Wednesday, but when the sun set, and that'll take you right after we get through with our Saturday classes, he got up. Soon we get through with our Saturday classes on the Saturday, that's when Yahweh the Son got on up and wrapped his clothes and went on about his business. And now you holler about some Good Friday and all these blessings you getting on some Easter Sunday morning. And you taking your family, buying all them pagan clothes and put them on them, no fringes on. And then you go get daddy's suit pressed for him to wear his old suit to hear listen at some old Esau lies. And you love to have it so. You're going to pay for it. Can you promise? Excellent, Mother D up Israel. Now we're going to find another mother out of Camp 1, Mother E and Mother Z. And when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, with a loud voice, you say, Mother E, Israel, tribe of Yahdah, Judah, same for Mother Z. Yahweh be to that Mother E.
Yahweh bless you, Steve Israel, Steve Roy, and you, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So you see, Mother E, how much work we got to do. That's why we got to get on down the road. We ain't got time for no hair raises. Now you see what we got to do, Mother E? Brother Yahweh. We got to get on down the road. We ain't got time for hell raisers. Going back to St. John chapter 12, pick up verse 44 through 50. Let's see what happens. St. John chapter 12, 44 through 50. Listen, we don't have time for hell raisers. We got to get this message out before we get our blessing. Let's see what's going on in St. John 12, 44 through 50. What does it say?
Okay. Book of St. John, chapter 12, verse 44 to 50. St. John, chapter 12, verse 44. St. John, chapter 12, verse 44. Yahweh's Son cried and said, "He that believeth on me, believeth not on me. He that believeth on me, believe not on me, but on him that sent me." Verse 45. "And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me." 46. "I am come a light unto the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness." 47. "And if any man or woman hears our words and believe not, I judge him not. For I come not to judge the world, but to save the world." 48. "He that rejecteth me and receive not my word hath one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." Verse 49. "For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak." Verse 50. "And I know that his commandment is life, everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak."
And what that supposed to mean in Luke chapter 10, verse 16? What that supposed to mean? That mother E. Luke chapter 10, verse 16. What that supposed to mean?
The book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 16. Book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 16. "He that hears you, hears me. And he that despises you, despises me. And he that despises me, despises him that sent me."
What are you saying? If you're not listening to the bosses of the true Israelite, the six anointed camps, and you got a problem with the six anointed camps, you despise where we got it from to teach you. And he said you ain't got nothing coming. Because if you don't listen to the bosses of the true Israelites, you ain't got nothing coming. The six anointed camps. He just told you about that. Read again, verse 16. Read again. See what you do to say that.
Luke chapter 10, verse 16. "He that hears you, hears me, the Son. And he that despises you, despises me, the Son. And he that despises me, despises him that sent me, the Father."
And he that... The six anointed camps are bosses of a true Israelite. That's what you is. You here is me. I'm Yahweh the Son. That's what he say. "And he that despises you, bosses of a true Israelite, the six anointed camps, despises me, Yahweh the Son. And he that despises me, Yahweh the Son, despises him that sent me, Yahweh the Father." So all that is in that verse, and all one said is the six anointed camps of bosses of the true Israelites. So if you despise the bosses of the true Israelites, You got your mouth all huffing and puffing. You lose. Because we is the one that's going to pray you to get you in, or you're going to be dropped off into the bottom of the lake of fire. And there it is right there in verse 16. Right there in verse 16. Do you see it? Well, I don't see nothing. That same thing would happen to Eliezer and Ishmael back in the 23rd chapter of Jubilees. He said, what you see? He said, we don't see nothing. But then you stay back with the ass then, since you don't see nothing. But we're telling you what you got to do. You got to come up under the six anointed camps of boys of the true Israelites, or you finish according to the Bible. There it is right there. Right before your eyes. Now, let's take a little run over here to the book of Genesis chapter 14, verse 20, and see what this say. Let's see what Genesis chapter 14, verse 20 say. And then we're going to see, do the left side correspond with the right side? We're going to Genesis chapter 14, verse 20. Look in the mirror when these verses are read and tell me where you stand at. Genesis 14, verse 20.
Book of Genesis, chapter 14, verse 20. And blessed be the Most High Yahweh, which has delivered thy enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tidings of all.
He said, Abraham said, blessed be Yahweh of the Most High. I have a 300 men, and I came back and got Lot and everybody. 300 men, all my 300 men came back. And he said, you know what I'm going to do behind that? I'm going to make sure Yahweh get a tithe of all. I'm going to make sure he get a... Now, Paul was invited to the great big temple of Yahweh. Peter said, come on over here, Paul. You got something to say? He said, yeah, well, I got something to say. You know what I'm going to say. I'm going to quote me some Bible. Go to the book of Hebrew. Through the title called Hebrew. Chapter 7, verse 4, 7, and 8. Now, let's see Apostle Charlie Paul. Let's see what he was invited to the great big temple of the southern kingdom to get on the microphone to do some talking. Let's see what did he talk about in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 4, 7, and 8. What did he say?
Okay. Book of Hebrews. Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 7, and verse 8.
No, chapter 7. Make it chapter 7, verse 4, okay. 7, and 8. Now, we just read in Genesis chapter 14, 20, a tithe of all, but what is you talking about, a tithe of all? We're going to find out what that means in the book of Hebrew, blew the title called Hebrew, chapter 7, verse 4, 7, and 8. Come on.
The book of Hebrew, blew the Hebrew, chapter 4, verse 7, and verse 8. Verse 4.
No, chapter 7. Make it chapter 7.
Chapter 7.
Yeah.
Verse 4, 7, and 8. Verse 4.
That's right.
Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the flock. Verse 8, verse 7. All contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. Verse 8. And here men that died, received tidings, but there he received them of whom it is witness that he lived.
So you say you bless when you do what in verse number 4? What make you bless again in verse 4 again there, Marie?
Right.
What make you bless? You read something big and tell me, bless, you got some blessings in there. Bless when you do what in verse 4?
Book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 4. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even departure Abraham gave the tenth of the cloth.
The patriarch Abraham, so you bless when you give a tenth of all. He found out the tenth was all according to, he was pulling that verse from 14:20. He talked about tithing. He said, you're blessed when you tithe, C. Reyes. He said, consider how blessed Abraham was. And this is him talking on the right side of the book. He used the word tenth, and the talking about Abraham did it was a tithe. So you see, you're blessed when you pay your tithe, see? You think you can keep on alligating your way through and come up another way? It don't work like that. Paul is telling you what the blessing is at. Read that verse 7 again. Verse 7. Listen to this right here in 7, verse 7. Look what Paul says when you pay your tithes, what you're working with, according to Paul. He wrote most of the whole New Testament, they call it. Look what he got written in 7, verse 7.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 7. And without all contradiction, the less is less of the better.
The less is blessed than the better. You're blessed when you pay your tithes. So you see, Ray, you know, you got everything wrong from the 17 nations, and we trying to tell you, if you want to give this man blessing, what you got to do to get this man to take a good look at you. Let's back up and see in Genesis chapter 28, verse 22. So he trying to tell you what to do. It's up to you to do Bible. Why don't you do Bible once and for all? Just do the Bible. 28, verse 20 to 22 says what?
Book of Genesis, chapter 28, verse 20 to 22. Verse 20. And Israel bowed his vow, saying, if Yahweh will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and I will give me and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, 21, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Yahweh be my Yahweh. Verse 22, and this stone which I have set up, set for a pillar, shall be Yahweh's temple, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give thee the tenth, give the tenth unto thee.
Your granddaddy Jacob said? And he got it from Abraham, and Paul rehearsed the righteous act. 35, verse 4 in Genesis. So Paul rehearsed the righteous act. What happened way back there 2,000 years ago? And Paul is the New Testament man, ain't he? And he was quoting his grandfathers exactly what they done to keep a blessing over their head. And we're telling you what to do to keep a blessing over your head. Do Bible. 35, verse 4 says what?
Book of Genesis, chapter 35, verse 4. And they give unto Jacob, Israel, all the strange Yahweh, which were in their hands, and all their earrings, which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak, which was by Shechem.
And what that mean? What that really mean? Let's go to Acts 3:19. What they did? Acts 3:19. So when they found out they was out of order, they got rid of all that paganism they had, and they put them garments on with them fringes on, and got their blessing. Told you, if you take all these old daisy dudes and everything else, you get rid of this stuff, we gonna put some fringes on and get us some blessings. That's what they just said. Take all that paganism, Sunday, Lord, God, Jesus, take all of it and Jacob taking it and took it and throwed it in a ditch. All that garbage you put in the ditch. Lord God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha, women's wearing pants, took the pants off, put them fringes on, and men took his proper role as leader and everything there. They took all that stuff and threw it away. And the blessings came blowing on them then. You see what's going on? What we reading that, Mother Eve? What we reading?
Acts 3:19.
Yeah, what is
that? Acts 3:19. Repent you therefore and be converted, that your sin may be blotted out, when the time of refreshment shall come from the presence of Yahweh.
You see a man telling you? Suppose you don't repent. St. John 10:1. Suppose you don't pay this no never mind. What Yahweh got for you? I ain't gonna pay it no never mind. 26. I'm just gonna act like I ain't hear it. What he got written for you in St. John 10:1?
Look at St. John 10:1. St. John 10:1. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that enter not by the door unto the sheepfold, but climbeth up from other ways, the same as a thief and a robber.
Hey, you said that was conviction there, Mother. That was conviction, boy. You read that with conviction. Closing statement. I can't say nothing behind that, but tell you, closing statement, you're on the clock and we catch them all night. You brought that out in with conviction. That big verse you read. Closing statement, you're on the clock, come on.
Thank and praising Yahweh for another class. Thank and praising Yahweh for the fear. And thanking and praising Yahweh for his people that's in the place. And I'm going to read Psalm 150. Praise you to Yahweh. Praise Yahweh in the temple. Praise him in the firmament for his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of trumpets. Praise him with the Pelston and heart. Praise him with the timbre and dancing. Praise him with stringed instruments and organ. Praise him upon the loud cymbal. Praise him upon the sounding cymbal. Let everything that has breath praise the Yahweh. Praise you, the Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent. That's Mother E. And Mother Z closed by. One thing about it, see, right here. We tell him, Kay, you praise this man, and how you praise this man is what's written in this Bible. You look and see what you're doing, do it lines up with this book. That's why Paul came and Peter gave him the microphone. And he said that Yahweh said, if you ain't doing the Bible the way he telling you to do it, you are a thief and you are a robber. That's what he said in 10:1. This is Steve Ray. You want this man blessing, do what this man tell you to do. Put them fringes on where you can be seen by Yahweh and receive the blessings and do what the man says according to as it is written in the Bible. Catch you tomorrow night, and Yahweh be with you all. Shalom.